Psalm 18, Part 1, Preface. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians and the Colossians. He exhorts, "Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Never should we forget to return thanks for the good which God has done unto us. Daily should hymns of praise dwell on our lips, heart, and soul, being filled with thanksgiving towards him whose mercies are so great and his blessings unnumbered. God has commanded us to be thankful. He delights in a grateful heart, which is joyous before him, and with manifold blessings in body and soul, will he crown those who give thanks and praise unto him. But the ungrateful who do not appreciate his gifts and give no thanks unto him, he will not hold guiltless. A beautiful hymn of sincere thanks is contained in the 18th Psalm, the first part reading as follows. Thanksgiving for divine deliverance and help. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows, and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings, and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. Summary. When David had triumphed over his foreign and domestic enemies, and had attained unto more peaceable days, he sang this hymn of praise to God, giving glory to God for the great things which he had accomplished. Giving the glory to God, David nevertheless also says, The Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. These words we must not construe as though David counted himself without sin, or thought himself just before God by his own righteousness or the works of his hands. In the same connection, David confesses himself a sinner, saying, I kept myself from mine iniquity. The lust of sin was in him, but he suppressed it and indulged it not. Although a sinner before God, David was a righteous man in comparison to his enemies. Saul hated him without a just cause. Shimei cursed him without provocation, and even so with others. In his conflicts and wars, David was the innocent party. Now it is written, Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. Absalom perished miserably, and David was soon reinstated in the kingdom. Confessing ourselves unworthy sinners, we must appeal to the merits of Christ as alone being our righteousness in heaven. But in this world, we should so live as to be able to say, when men hate us and persecute us, that they do it without a cause. Prayer. Praise, honor, and thanksgiving do we offer unto thee, O Lord, from whom comes every good and every perfect gift, because thou daily preserve us from many evils, guard us in many dangers, crown us with many blessings, and enable our hearts to appreciate thy goodness and to rejoice before thee, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.